When young and single, I would have waited at least until the 10th date to ask a young lady to see Chloe, Adam Egoyan's latest film. Nowadays, people the same age are writing and shooting films like Chloe, and Amanda Seyfried, at age 25, is starring in one of them. Amanda is Chloe. Julianne Moore, who'll be 50 on Amanda Seyfried's birthday next December 3rd, plays Catherine. Dr. Stewart is a gynecologist. Liam Neeson plays her husband David, a university professor. And Max Thériault is their teenage son, Michael. He's a budding classical pianist. The Stewart family is upper middle class and respectable, but Chloe lives her life on a lower social tier. She's a call girl. Chloe is beautiful and alluring and knows her way around what's swanky and beautiful downtown Toronto. Chloe doesn't reveal herself until she blurts to Michael one afternoon, "I hate the Internet." Why would a smart and pretty 25-year-old woman of today hate the Internet? Could it be Chloe feels the Internet cuts off genuine human contact just like cell phones do? I know it's not cool to quote oneself, but I am now, because there's an important point Aaron Crescetta Wilson's script wants to underscore after all the melodrama and passion shake out of Chloe. The quote is the last line of my Michael Clayton review from 2007. "Bunched together, they walk, talking in whispers to others not present." The George Clooney movie scene has several people who are together but ignore each other while quietly chatting on their cells. How many times a day do we see that? Chloe is in deep need of authentic human contact, not the kind of contact she's paid big bucks to perform in a 5-star hotel suite. There's a deeply masked desperation in this woman. Troubles for Catherine, though, loom larger. Here, Dr. Stewart is a lovely, successful woman with an accomplished husband and promising son. But Catherine has nearly lived all of her fourth decade. Soon she'll slip below the horizon, becoming someone who no longer knows how to be the youthful female she's always been. It's a sunset for that part of her soul that tells her what role she plays in terms of stirring the husband she's loved so long, so much, and so well. Chloe may have the easiest of storylines to describe. Attractive, middle-aged woman suspects her husband of cheating, engages an attractive young female to see if the husband will take the bait for, as Madeleine Kahn says in Young Frankenstein, a little roll in the hay. Basically, that's it. Not so basic are the unintended consequences of the investigation as they come to the principal characters in this tastefully well-done 96-minute steamer. Let me tell you some of them. Catherine, because she is overwrought about David's possible infidelity and conscientious about women's health in general, gets too close to Chloe. By that I mean too close to remain professional and too close, let's just say too close. Their closeness comes as a surprise to Catherine, but not to Chloe, albeit both are equally pleasured. After disheartening news from Chloe that includes flashback descriptions of moments alone with David, Catherine wants to conclude the caper and gives Chloe final payment for her services. Chloe doesn't see their relationship at an end and implements her guile to cause Catherine not to call it quits. The younger woman, as I said, is desperate. Alone in the Stewart home, the simmering Chloe makes a successful pass at the at-sea young Michael. You'll never guess whose mama catches him. It's at this point the moviegoer has seen Chloe in trysts with all three of the Stewarts, dad, mom, and son. However, as I said, Egoyan does his film with taste, so each encounter Chloe takes comes in sequence, not one fell swoop, so to speak. Clearly, Adam didn't want to direct a bomb, and Egoyan doesn't in any way with Chloe. It might be he really wanted to make a family movie. First time I saw the eminently talented and brave Julianne Moore in a movie, I saw all of her. It was Boogie Nights. I've always labeled it a good movie about making bad movies. Nearly all of the 49-year-old Ms. Moore is seen in Chloe, too, as is Chloe, or Amanda herself. The dialogue is only slightly less R-ish than the dermatological display, but still, for me, at the risk of being old-fashioned, Chloe isn't a first-date kind of thing. By the way, I have a load of film reviews dating back 7 years if you're thinking about ordering one you haven't seen or want to rent at the store. Check out my archive at TulsaTVMemories.com or the International Movie Database, IMDb, under External Reviews with a title search. That's www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.